Richard Dawkins Bridge has got the Nancy Kulanowski of the Republic of College Taurus. Date of birth is 12-5-1970. Indicate Richard Gerd and FOB positive stool. And call the cancer screen, so the sugar magazine. Given the Cesar, the Pisha, 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 exam question of Dodina, Pier Question, or Pistol Spanish, or Pazna, but Ramagasa, Basil, and Alpha, Revision, Sazura, Bashaf, Caligasums, Social Association, Namaziasmo, which is a piece of competition. No, it's a bad side, 5 years, there was 16 people, no competition, turn on Kiva Jelly Purple, she's for the rector, but she made any calls by first, I call it a pal flesh, but the second artistic. Coming out as a fairly prep colon multiple irrigation or dense patient coming out in the about 30 centimeters from the anus, a very large peductive polyp, noted about 2 to 2.5 centimeters in diameter, and with the long stalk attached to it. This polyp, most likely the cause of the impostor's tool, this polyp was removed completely in totality in one piece, with heart snare polyp action successfully, no post-productive bleeding. So the stem from which was created after the polyp was removed. I decided to remove the stem separately with heart snare successfully, and the stump was retrieved. It was just rumored that there's an invasion of the stump happening. There were no post-partum blood bleeding, but I put a metal hemoclip on the polypectomy site. the leftover is put stem polypectomy site as a prophylactic against bleeding in the future. But this polypectomy site also tattooed with a few fold proximal, few fold distal to it for the future marking, depending that will help us if needed follow up in the near future. The polyp was removed completely and picture were taken for documentation. Rectum, retroflexion, turnham, oblique, crescent, which surface was complicated. Find number one, gossamer, sarcoma, normal, Zealand, no evidence of sarcoma, number two, mild to moderate gastritis, basket, number five, number three, gossamer, number four, glossy, up to seeker, number five, pair prep, number six, a very large pedunculated, with elongated pedunculated polyp noted at the 30 centimeters from the anus. This polyp was about 2 to 2.5 centimeters in diameter. Lobulated tubular venous adenoma. Most likely, it was removed completely, totality in one piece with the heart snare polypectomy successfully. No post-polypectomy bleeding, but the stump which was created the polypectomy site. I also removed it with the heart snare polypectomy. Sent in a separate jar, and there was no post-polypectomy bleeding. No post-polypectomy bleeding, and I put a metal hemoclip for prophylactic hemostasis. And this area was also tattooed two-fold proximal distal to it. Tattooing was done for future reference. and last one is hemorrhoid accumulation. Away from the stem vascular for helicobacter therapy, number two, repeat up right now, 3 years, number three. Away from the polypathology and away for the pathology of the stump. Also, if the polyp comes out of the tubular vessel, I know my no vascular lymphovascular invasion, and the margins are free. Or if and also the stump also remain the same with benign, then the repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Otherwise, if the polyp appeared to be having a lymphovascular invasion, then regardless of the margin, patient needs to be referred to the surgeon for segmental resection of the affected area of the sigmoid coil 30 centimeter. Advise patient take hyperbright. Report to the ER and call the emergency room if the patient has rectal bleeding. Follow on to the condition. Please send the card to the patient primary care provider. Doctor. Dr. Raymond Rodriguez. And copy to Dr. Parmsari. Repeat colonoscopy If the polypathology all comes out to be benign with no invasion, then repeat colonoscopy in 6 months. And rotation, please send the God of Patient Chronic Care provider, Dr. Raymond Rodriguez, and coming Dr. Palam Sari. The after show is March 2nd, 2024. Actually, March 2nd, 2024. Thanks. Like I said, if the polypathology comes out as benign with no invasion and no high-grade dysplasia, then repeat colonoscopy in 6 months. Otherwise, the patient found to be high-grade dysplasia with invasion. Then referred to patients for surgery for segmental resection of the sigmoid colon. Thanks. Patient option. Thanks.